The Ari Kaddish tells us that the secret of the month of Elul, from Pasuk in Yeshaya, Pasuk says, "Hanoisim bayom darach, b'mayim azim nesiva." That Hashem gives a path in the Yam, and through turbulent waters, He finds a way. And he has Shema Sakdoshim, which pertain to this union of Derech. I just understand, Kafi Miyot Tzichleinu. Because of course, that Arizal spoke in Soid, but even Soid can be understood in Pshat Remez Drush and Soid. One of the concepts is, B'siyata D'Shemaya, that when Hashem created the world, the world found itself in a matzav of tohu. Immediately afterwards, the Torah tells us, then Hashem created this light, the first light of creation. Then Hashem, day by day, brings the world to creation of the Adam, until eventually Shabbos Kodesh. And the whole Seder of Bryas HaOlam can be understood as one which begins with Tohu and eventually comes to a state of Tikkun. And the Simcha, and the great Simcha that Hashem has on Yom HaShishi when everything is done, by Chula Shemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvam, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it from beginning to end the emerging of the state of Tohu to a state of Tikkun. Of course, the beginning of creation began in Elul. The very first day of creation is Chaf Hei Elul. And Adam Rishon was created Yom HaShishi, which is Rosh Hashanah. It's a very common mistake people make. And part of the reason is because the Lashon of the Machsha kind of, I don't want to say Chas HaShalom misleads us, but is noted to such an implication. Hayom Hara Asaylam, Hayom Yama B'Mishbat, Hayom Hara Asaylam would imply that the creation of the world began on this day, where in fact, Yom HaShishi is really the creation of Adam. And that's the beginning of the world. So therefore, this idea of going from Elul to Tishrei, from a state of Tohu to a state of creation, to a state of Tikkun, is really Al Derech Avoda, what the process of Tshuva is, from Elul to Rosh Hashanah to Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Is that we say about a person who has lost his way, David Melech tells us in Tehillim, such a person is described as Vayat Eim B'Derech B'Soyhu Loi Derech, that he was misled in a way which is called Toihu. Vayatim B'Soyhu Loi Derech, that Toihu is not a way of Derech. That there's a way of going, the person goes about his life, that if he doesn't have a Derech in his life, that's called Toihu. And he's Toya, he's wandering. He's wandering without a Derech, he's wandering to a state of Toihu. One of the sad realities we face when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when we, especially during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, coming to Makipurim, when we have to say Vidui as we're doing now, we say Ashamnu Baganu Gazanu Divayinu Doifi. At the very last Vidui that we're Moida on, is that we say Ta'inu Titanu. That we admit before Hashem Yisbarach that we've been Toya. That we've walked until now on a Toyhu Laidarach. Vayatim Toyhu Laidarach. That Hashem created Adam, and the sense of Adam was one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the world out of Toyhu and created Adam. And he saw to it that the world would emerge from a state of Toyhu to a state of Tikkun. And we've fallen from that state of Adam, which is supposed to be a person of Tikkun, into a state of Toihu. We've reverted back to our old ways, back to a world of by walking in a way which is not a true way. Really, the Indian, therefore, of Hanaisim Bayam Darech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks into the Taihu every year in Elo, into that state of Ha'aretz Haisa Sayyavavayu, and he looks in the Taihu and he sees who falls into the Taihu, who fell into that state of Taihu. That's really because the Yam is a place, and unless a person knows where he's going, he can get lost. If somebody took any one of us and put us on a boat in the middle of the ocean and he said, find your way out of here, nobody would know where to go. Every direction which you look, you just see an endless stretch of ocean. The secret of tshuva, therefore, is of Hanaisim Bayam Darech, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he finds all of those Yidin who are in a state of Taihu, who are Vayasim B'Derech, B'Sayhu Lai Darech, and he finds them a way out of their Taihu into a way of Tikkun. This is a pattern in the world where we find that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to a state of Tikkun, we have our way of being makakal ourselves and finding our ways back into a state of Tohu. Torah tells us immediately after the creation of Adam and Adam was Chayte, that the very next generation, which is 10 generations later, which the Torah discusses at length, is the generation of Noach. And of course, the Torah tells us, Kihishris kol baso as darkol ha'aretz. There was a hashchas on the Indian of Derech. Hishris as darkoi. That they fell into a state of vayatim b'sayhu laydarech. And because they reverted back into a state of tayhu, they reverted back into a state of what the Torah tells us. That the world was covered in mayim. Va'aretz ha'isa sayhu v'avayu. V'ruach merachefes al p'nei ha'mayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that if they lost their derech and vayatim b'sayhu laydarech, so Kadosh Baruch Hu brought back upon them that mayim, that state of tayhu, which the oilam was beforehand. They were makalkal, that state of Tikkun, that state of Adam. That's why the depth of the ocean is called Tehoim. Tehoim is from the word Toihu. Toihu with the letter Mem. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a system called Mishpatim, as we'll now start to understand a little bit about the state of Tikkun. The whole creation of Mishpat and the giving of Torah was in order to be matzal from a state of Taihu and turn into a state of Mishpat. Because when there's Mishpatim, then the world could be in the sky. If not, Ishas ve'eyu chayim balahu, people would just swallow each other up. Which is why even the Goyim have to have Mishpat. It's a chiv of dinim. Because the Gemara tells us that although only a Yid is Mitzuvim Pru Revu, that's how we paskin, nevertheless, there's a concept of Kiloy L'Soyhu Beroho L'Shavis Yitzara. That even a Goy, the Gemara tells us, is Nichlal in that mitzvah of Kiloy L'Soyhu Beroho. Hashem doesn't want the Goyim wandering in a state of Tayu. So therefore he gave them Mishpatim. Melech ba mishpat yamin aret. That the melech through the mishpatim is able to maintain that there shouldn't be tayu. So although even though the goyim weren't given Torah b'goyim al tamin, nevertheless Hashem does not want that anybody should be in a state of tayu. Any Adam should not be in a state of tayu. And when the mishpatim become corrupt, then the whole world falls back into a state of tayu. That's what happened by the Dor HaMabul. There was a kilkul in Gezel, Chazal tell us. There was an Ivus HaMishpat, which brings Mabul. That's what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Shoiftei Eretz, ki Toihu Asa. That when the Shoiftim of the Eretz are Mekalkel, that's called Toihu. Because the very concept of Mishpat is supposed to bring a world out of Toihu. So therefore, Yom HaShishi, which is the day of Bias HaAdam, which is the Yom HaMishpat, Yom HaMishpat is considered to be the day which is the opposite of the first day of the Bria, and is really a celebration of the Kodesh Baruch Hu who is being matzil and taking out the state of Toihu into a state of Tikkun, which is the Indian of Din and Mishpat. And that can be said by a Yid and by a Goy as well. But there's a higher madriga by a Jew that not only does Hashem give him Mishpat in order to take it out of a state of Toihu, But Hashem gives us Torah. As the Gemara tells us, when Hashem created the world, the 6,000 years correspond to Shnei Alafim Tohu, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Mashiach. 6,000 years, which divide into 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Mashiach. What we see from here is that the 2,000 years of Tohu, they turn into 2,000 years of Torah. The Torah is considered to be that which takes out the inyan of Tohu. Gemara tells us, Rashi tells us, that the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah began with Avram Avinu. Avram is considered to be the beginning of Tikkun, the one who resembled the Adam which is created in Yom HaShishi, that Hashem had Simcha on that day. And the remez is, from Tohu to Torah, is that the only difference between the word Tohu and Torah is the letter Resh. The letter Resh is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the letter Rosh, Resh, Rosh, Tainuhach. Then Rosh Hashanah is not just a day of Mishpat, but on a higher plane, Rosh Hashanah is a day of Torah. That when Torah and Mishpat, when Mishpat is Torah, when Torah is Mishpat, like if Machlek is Rambam and Ramban, when it comes to the Gayim, whether or not their system of Mishpat has to be based on Dinei Torah, that there's a system of Torah for the Gayim, or that they're allowed to create their own ways of Mishpat. But we see from here that there's a concept of Mishpat without Torah, and that there's Mishpat with Torah. When Mishpat is without Torah, that's not called the state of Tikkun. That's just called Hashem takes it out of a state of Tohu. Layla Sahu Baraha. That's called Lashavis Yitzara. There should be a state of Shvisa. But a matzav of Tikkun, that can only be realized with the concept of Torah. But when Hashem throws the letter Resh, the letter Resh has to do with Emes. Resh Devarcha Emes, which has to do with Rosh Hashanah. When Hashem throws the letter Resh into that Tohu, and turns it into Torah, that's called the state of Tikkun. This idea of Tohu being associated with the Yam, we find an idea of Ragleha Yardos Maves. The Ri'a Kodesh tells us that there's an idea, there's a concept, that many times the Kedusha will go into the places of Misa, into the lower places, in order to extract Kedusha from there, to make certain tikkunim there, to save neshamas from there. That's called Ragleha, that the feet, that the low places of the Adam, Yardos Maves, they go into a place of Maves. And being that Tohu is a place of Maves, is one of the lower places. Many times, as we said before, that a tzaddik goes into a place of Tohu. This is the secret of what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vayatu b'tohu tzaddik. Vayatu b'tohu tzaddik means that the tzaddik goes into, that he bends, that he allows himself to go into the state of Tohu in order to make certain tikkunim there. This idea of Ragleha Yardos Maves, which the Ri'a Kodesh tells us, for example, that the letter Tuf, that the foot of the letter Tuf goes down a little bit lower than, let's say, the letter Hey. Or the Ri'a Kodesh tells us that the letter Kuf, that even though really a Kuf is a Hey, but since the foot of the Kuf goes down below the Sirtut, below the line, so that's called Ragleha Yardos Maves. So Mamela, if you take the word Tohu, B'derech Remez, you understand the word Tohu in a way of Yardu, Ragleha Yardos Maves, and you take the letter Hey and you pull its leg down, it becomes a Kuf. And you take the letter Vav of Tohu and you pull the Vav down and it becomes a Nun. So when you apply Ragleha Yardos Maves to the word Tohu, it becomes the word Chebe. Take the word Tohu. Pull the letter Tav is Ragla Yardos Maves. Pull down the Hay and it becomes a Kuf. Pull down the letter Vav and it becomes a Nun. What does it spell? Tikkun. So there's an idea of Ragla Yardos Mavis, that the idea is that not just that you go into the Toihu, Vayatu, B'Toihu Tzadik, in order to extract Kedusha, but there's a very high level that you turn the place of Toihu into a place of Tikkun. And this is really the difference between Mishpat and Torah. Mishpat allows that there shouldn't be, a person shouldn't be caught in the Toihu. But Torah has the ability, when the Tzadik takes his Torah and his Madrig and he goes into the state of Toihu, in order to be Mamshech, the Regel of the Hay and the Vav, and turn it into a place of Tikkun, of transforming Toihu into Tikkun. And this is really the secret of Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is the day of the where the end of the Derech ends. The very first place that the Torah mentions the concept of Derech is by the Eitz Chaim. Lishmor is Derech Eitz Chaim. Really the road of every single Jew is to attain and to achieve and to come to the place of the Eitz Chaim. All roads lead to Chaim. When a person is B'sayhu Lai Derech, then he strays from the way of Chaim, he falls into a place of Mavis. That's called Tahaymais. That the word Taihu is the word Taihu Mavis. Tahaymais Yichasimu, like we find by Kriyas Yamsuf. The place of Hanaisim B'yam Darech. That at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Matzah Klai Yisrael and bringing them to Matam Taira, which is called the Derech Yitzachayim, he was being Mamshech upon the Mitzvim Tahaymais. That the Yidden were walking on the Derech Yitzachayim, and the water, which is the Naisim B'yam Darech, that is the Jewish people were walking through the Yam, Hanaisim B'yam Darech, the Bechin of Elo, Hashem was showering upon the Mitzvim the Indian of Tahaymais Yichasimu, that they were covered with Tahu and Mavas. The opposite of Chaim, the opposite of a Derech, the opposite of Derech Yitzachayim. That's Yom Kippurim, which is the day of the Eitz HaChaim, where we don't need to eat physical food, that we're clinging to the Eitz HaChaim, and we don't need to eat on that day. Yom Kippur is the day of Mechilas Avonais, so when a Jew finds the Eitz HaChaim, when he finds the Tachlis, he zeichet the Sicha Mechil and Kapara. And the Sicha Mechil and Kapara come from the Yigim Midas of Rachamim, of which the most important of the Gemara of Rachamim is the last one, which is called Vinakei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menakas from our Averus. Just B'derech Remez, that if you take the word Taihu and Tikkun, like we said before, and the only osios which change from Taihu are the Hay and the Vav, and the only osios in Tikkun which undergo the transformation, they become the Kuf and the Nun, and these four letters spell the word? Huh? No. Vinake. Vinake. Because the Indian, the concept of the Vinake, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megal Yom Kippurim, comes from the transformation from Toyu to Tikkun. Can also be said the Osios Kona, like we see on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Kona Avon of Badin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kona Avon of Badin. And this idea of Tahaymais Yichasimu, which we spoke about, the Jew that he finds the Eitz HaChaim, whereas those who are left behind in the Toihu, like Darech, like the Mitzvim, Tahaymais Yichasimu, they fall into the state of Toihu and Mavas. This is called Tahaymais Yichasimu. Yichasimu is from the word a covering. And this idea of a covering pertains to that which it says about Rosh Hashanah, Bakesel Yem Chagenu. It's a very long shmooze in and of itself, but really Rosh Hashanah is two-dimensional. There's a Pnimius and there's a Chitzonius of Rosh Hashanah. The Pnimius of Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Chagenu, that it's a day of Simcha, of Chag, whereas the Chitzonius of Rosh Hashanah is called Bakeset, that there's a covering. And as we spoke about before, last week's Chabura, that the concept of Yiras HaOnesh, that people are fearful, that they're afraid of Rosh Hashanah from the punishment, from the Mavis of Rosh Hashanah, which is called the outer layer of Rosh Hashanah, that's called the Keset of Rosh Hashanah. The people who are looking superficially at Rosh Hashanah, that they have a pachad of what will be with my life this year, miyachia miyamos, that's called tohaymas yichasimu. That they look at Rosh Hashanah and they see tohu, and they see maves, and they have a pachad from that tohu and maves. So when a Jew comes to Rosh Hashanah, and he's still in that state of vayasim b'sayil adarach, like we say, through the sichos, ta'inu titanu, vayasim b'sayil adarach, we haven't yet found the darach. So if a person is standing on Rosh Hashanah, and he's in fear of that Taihu and that Mavis, that's called Tahaymais Yichasimu, that he's in the Kesa of Rosh Hashanah. But the idea is that we should come to Makipurim that a person who's walking on the Derech Yitzchayim, that he's mechuber and mekusher to the Yom Chagenu, to the secret of Yom Chagenu of Rosh Hashanah, which is what Yom Kippurim is able to bring out, the simcha, the chayim, what it means to be. So that's called the Yidden who are noisim by Yom Barach. That there's a shir at the end of the day, that there's an az yashir, that there's zechet to a simcha of sukkis, to the halal of sukkis, that you're able to achieve, to find the Eitz HaChayim at the end of the way. In fact, the sukkah, this is not for now, the secret of the sukkah is the Indian of Tikkun, that really the sukkah belongs in Gehenim, instead of the transformation of Gehenim into a state of Tikkun, but that's not for now. And all this goes back to the shofar, of course. The shofar is the sound that Hashem gives us in order to lead us on the derech. That we're supposed to follow the sound of the shofar. So we begin shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way to Rosh Hashanah. And the idea is that when we hear the shofar during davening, at the end of davening, we're supposed to follow the sound of the shofar. Like if a person is looking for a certain destination, and he hears the sound, he knows how to find where he's going because he's just following the sound. Where is that sound coming from? So the shofar is coming from Har Sinai. It's a kol gadol v'lo yosaf, from the place of the Eitz HaChayim. From Yom Kippur, which is the day that the Luchos Shniyos were given. It's also b'china of Har Sinai. We're supposed to follow the sound of the shofar until we finally come to the Derech Eitz HaChayim, which is Yom HaKippurim, where we eat from the Pri Eitz HaChayim. That's where the word shofar, the Derech Remez, we spoke about turning Tohu into Tikkun, turning a Hey into a Kof, and turning a Vav into a Nun. So the Hey transforms itself into a Kof through the shofar, because we blow how many kolos on Rosh Hashanah? 100 koilas, which is the letter kuf. And one of the names that a shofar has is called the yovel. And the yovel is shara chamishim. And shara chamishim is the letter nun. So therefore the shofar is also the letter nun. So when you blow a shofar, what you do is that you take the letter nun in your hand, even the shofar looks like a letter nun. That's why the Gemara says you can have a shofar tekayif and a shofar pashat. So the Gemara says that a shofar tekayif is better than a shofar pashat. Right? A shofar pashat is like a nun pshuta, straight nun. Whereas a shofar techayif, a ben shofar, is like the letter nun, which is not a nun pshuta, it's a nun kafuf. It's a nun kufa and a nun pshuta, which is connected these two shofars. So when a person takes a shofar in his hand, which is a yovel, which is a letter nun, and he blows meyat kios, that's taking a nun and blowing a kuf. And that transforms the hay and the vav of tayhu into a state of tikkun. That's turning tayhu into tikkun through the shofar. Very interesting also, we find by Yaakov, when he had a melchama with Esav, so the Chaim HaKadosh tells us in Parshas Vayishlach, that Yaakov sent, we know, many rechelim and izim and gemalim and ayalos, many different types of animals to Esav to appease him. And the Chaim HaKadosh quotes from his Rebbe that he said that if you count all of the amounts, the numbers of animals which Yaakov sent to Esav, it's all b'gematria Seir, which is gematria 580. 580 animals. So he says, in order to be Mapil Esav, who's called the Ish Seir, he sent their communion Seir animals. And he says that Seir is gematria Toikef. Toikef. Also gematria 580. Is also gematria shofar. Shin peirish. And what this tells us, whenever we make machama with Esav, we need to build a shofar, which is tama halacha that Torah tells us in Hilchos Machama, that you build a shofar. The katan machatzoytzois. The Rosh Hashanah is a machama which we wage against Esav. And the finale of that machama is the Yom Kippurim, where we see the success of the shofar which we blew, that we have a seir la'Hashem and a seir la'Azazel, that the seir la'Azazel we give to Esav, which is why Yaakov gave to Esav seir. He He gave it to Lazazel, which is to Esav. That's the Nitzachon which we have. Dida Natzach on Sukkot. We win. We won the Melchama. And that is all because of the Koyach of the Shofar. So Chazal tell us that Tishrei is a month which is called Tokif B'Mitzvos. Tokif B'Mitzvos is a remnant of the Shofar. That all the mitzvahs which we do during the month of Elul, of Tishrei, are what's called Tokif B'Mitzvos. Tokif is Gematria Shofar. The first mitzvah we do on Tishrei is the Shofar. And from there emerges all the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, of Tishrei. Everything just comes from the Shofar which we blow on Rosh Hashanah. It's called Tokif B'Mitzvos. B'Tkufas Hashanah. Because the Shofar gives us that tkifas to emerge. To matzliach, to misgaber over the Seir, which is the Koyach of Esav. So therefore, by doing that, by setting the Seir Lazat, that Seir, in order to Esav, and we know that the tzaddikim, that the Avos HaKadoshim, they were mekayim the mitzvahs of the Torah even before Torah was given. The Chazal tell us, the Zohar Kadosh tells us that Yaakov, when he made the maklos, when he put the maklos in the river against Lavan, he was mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Here too, it could be said that when Yaakov, when he gave the Seir to Esav, he's mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. What's interesting is that tefillin is also this gematria tokef, which is gematria shofar. It's interesting that this tseiruf is an interesting tseiruf which we find by the tefillin of Yaakov and perhaps by the shofar here of Yaakov. That this misbar is a misbar which is able to be misgaber against the klipa. One of the reasons is because if you take, you know, the shame of the mistress, the wife of the Malach HaMavis, you know, her name is Lamed Yud Tuf. Lamed Yud Tuf. And together with her husband, which is the Malach Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. So if you take Samach Mem, which is 100, and you add it up with her name, which is Lamed Yud Tuf, is also Gematria 580. So the Koyach of the Klipa is Shaykh to these two Shemas, these two evil arch enemies of Klai Yisrael, the Malach HaMavis and his wife. It's Gematria 580. It could be has to do with the Shofar, the Inyan of Tefillin. So therefore, just to be Messiah, so the Indian therefore of Hainoisim Bayam Darech means that a Jew finds himself during this time of year Bayasim B'Sayilai Darech, which is, by the way, what we say on Erev Shabbos. That's the kapitel from Erev Shabbos. That the Baal Shem Tov instituted to say kapitel Kofav on Erev Shabbos, which is Hoidu, Lashem Kitayiv. At the end of that kapitel, we say Bayasim B'Sayilai Darech, because the truth is that every day, every week, when we come to Yom HaShishi, we realize that although we were supposed to be in Adam today, because Adam was created Yom HaShishi, we realize that we really didn't leave the matzav of Toihu from Yom Mishan, the Aretz HaYisrael Avayu. That we didn't cling to the light of Yom Sheni, which Chazal says is the light of Torah, which is the Torah of the Or Torah of Yom HaSheni, Vayimar Elokim Yehi Or, which is supposed to take a Jew out of the state of Toihu of Yom Mishan. We missed the boat. Missed the boat which is supposed to take us out of the Toihu. And we find ourselves, every week we find ourselves, and we're misvade on Erev Shabbos, v'yasu b'sayi l'derech, we find ourselves again in the state of Toyu. And it says, v'yitzaku al Hashem. It's supposed to cry to Hashem, which is the Indian of the Kol Shofar, which is supposed to take us out, to bring us into Shabbos, which is the state of Tikkun. At the first Rosh Hashanah, which is on Yom HaShishi, that Adam was a vayasim b'sayi l'derech, that he didn't walk on the derech etzachayim. He chose the etzadas tayvira instead of the etzachayim. Every year it's an opportunity to correct ourselves, vayasim b'sayi l'derech, to walk on a state of Torah, and a state of tikkun, to come to Yom Kippurim, to eat from the etzachayim, the derech etzachayim, to be zecher to the simcha of Sukkos. I'm going to share one story of the chayzer from Lublin. But it's brought down in the Sefer Mizkenim as Boinan that the Rebbe from Slonim was once traveling with a group of Hasidim to the Rebbe from Lublin to be with him for Slichos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it says that as they were going on the Derech, they were Toyu Bayar, they got lost on the way and they didn't know where to go. and they saw a light from a distance in Or Katam, and they thought to go there, but they were afraid because they thought maybe there were robbers. In the end, they decided to go. And when they got there, they saw that there was an elderly person who they thought it was a guy. And that elderly person, he opened the door for them. He was makabel them besimcha. And since it was very cold outside, he warmed up the house with the fireplace. He was makabel them besefer panim yafais. And they saw that, and they asked him if they can daven in his home. He said, sure, of course, daven here. The next morning, they asked him if he knew the way to Lublin. He said, yes, I know the way to Lublin. And he pointed them to the way. And they saw Taka that they found a way out of the forest, and they made their way to Lublin. And a short time, when they came to Lublin, they entered into the room of the Rebbe from Lublin. And they started to explain to him about the whole story, how they got lost, and they found the Zakein, and he led them the way. And the Agmas Nefesh, which they had, that they weren't able to be with their Rebbe, by the Sichas and Erev Rosh Hashanah, to say the Kapitel Zachar Bris with him. So the Rebbe from Lublin, and you know he had eyes from one end of the world to the next, he told them, said, you were zeichet to be in a very good achsanya. Don't have any regrets. The zakin which you were with was Avram Avinu. You should be zeichet to have a shana tayv mevorachas. This is really the whole idea of what it means that a Jew travels. He's looking to come to the tzaddik. He's looking to come to the Eitz HaChaim. And he gets lost on the way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anoisa miyam darach that he sent to him a very good Yeshua. Avram Avinu, who was the one of which we said before that took the world out of the state of Tayhu and brought it to the world of Torah. Avram Avinu is that which is mahapich Tayhu into Torah. That Hashem sends an Avram Avinu, every single one of us, to be machnas areach, to bring us in, to ishachesed, to transform every Tayhu in our life into Torah, to be madrichas on the derech etzachayim, to bring us to the world to its final purpose. That's why the very first tzaddik which we come into the sukkah that greets us is Avram Avinu. So when we finally come to that place of Tayhu, Hashem sends us Avram Avinu, the Isha Chesed. And Hashem says, remember this face? This is the light of Avram Avinu, which I sent to you while you were traveling in Elul. You're looking for your way to find to come to Yom HaKippurim, where you were B'sayu L'Aydarech, Hashem sent us an Avram Avinu. His whole life was like he lived on the Derech, that he was able to be magic people on the Derech of Tshuva. His whole life was taking people that he didn't live in a community, he lived B'sayu L'Aydarech, on crossroads, at the Pesach Inayim, in order to give people to be able to find their way in this world. Therefore, he's the first to Shpizin, because he's the one which you have to be Makar Taif to. That Chodesh Baruch is sending a spark of light of Avram Avinu into the hearts of every one of us. That although we find ourselves as Vayasim B'sayu L'Adarech, Hashem sends us the light of Avram Avinu, the light of Chesed, to be Madrichas. Chodesh Baruch should help us that as we come to Rosh Hashanah, as we come to Yom Kippurim, we should take a see that all the Tayus in our lives turn into Tikkun. That we should see Tayur in everything which we do. Melech B'mishpat Yamin Aret. We should be zeichet to cling ourselves to the Yom Chageinu of Rosh Hashanah, not just to that Tohaimus Yichasimu. Zeichet to live a life of Torah, to be Masig Leitzachayim, that to be zeichet to Oshnas of Chaim, Yeshua, Geula, Befat, Bechlal, to be Eskoyal Tzerek, Miyam, Amen. Amen. Amen.